The survey found people's age and their optimism about their financial situation determined whether or not they favored private Social Security accounts. 18 to 24-year-olds were most likely to favor the accounts, and just over half of people over the age of 55 opposed them. St. Norbert College survey analyst Wendy Scattergood says many young people want the accounts because they're convinced Social Security won't exist by the time they retire, but seniors still depend on it.
I think they feel that, you know, it's sort of a zero-sum game, that if you allow these private accounts for younger workers, then that's, you know, taking the money out of their hands.
More than two-thirds of people who thought they'd be worse off financially in the next year also opposed private accounts. But even many who support them don't like the way the president is handling the situation. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says that's because most people aren't convinced there's a crisis.
I think people are aware that there's a problem down the road, but when you start talking about 2042 or 2052, it's not a crisis that's on their immediate horizon. And I think in his portrayal of it as being a major crisis hasn't sold well.
The survey also found a strong partisan bias in people's attitudes towards Social Security. Younger Democrats were more likely to support private accounts but disapprove of how the president is handling the issue. Republicans were more likely to support both the accounts and the president's strategy for reforming the system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.